morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church on this Palm Sunday. It's the day that we celebrate Jesus' coming into Jerusalem. And a lot of churches have like a processional, and they come into the church waving their palms. So thank you for humoring me and waving your palms as we opened up worship today. I have a few announcements. This upcoming week is pretty busy. We have Maundy Thursday service on Thursday at 7. We have a Good Friday Tenebrae service. So the Maundy Thursday service is like a regular service with communion. Good Friday, the Tenebrae service is a quiet, we read passages. It's a very meaningful contemplative service. I will need many readers. I have about 14. I need about 14 readers. We can double up on them, right? So, but if you would like to read, please come see me after worship, and I'll give you your reading. So I appreciate that. Saturday, I'm not making a big deal about this. That Saturday is Holy Saturday, where a lot of people have vigils. And I will be hosting, weather permitting, it looks like it's supposed to be okay. I will be hosting a vigil at the fire pit starting at 8 p.m. And it will be a time of reflection, of contemplation. I will have a few activities for you if you would like. It's not really a roasted marshmallows, drinking beers type of campfire. So there's that. And then on Sunday, of course, is Easter, and there will be breakfast at 9:30 in Fellowship Hall, and then worship at 10:30. And that seems to be what's happening. Are there any announcements that I am missing from the... Yes, Carol.
What happened to your Wednesday class?
Yes, there will still be... yes, thank you. There will still be Bible study on Wednesday at 1:30. There will not be Sunday school next week. Because that's a bit much. Anything else that I'm missing that's not in the bulletin? All right. With that, let us gather together and proclaim our readiness to worship God with our worship, call to worship. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. The Lord is our God and has given us light. Great is our God, and we give thanks to the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna, save us, O God. Hosanna, God's steadfast love endures forever. Please rise in body or spirit for our opening hymn, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. And you know, feel free to wave your palms.
Thank you.
As we enter into Holy Week, let us prepare our hearts to follow Jesus to the cross by confessing all that turns us from our Savior's path. Abba, God, Father of Jesus, forgive our lack of respect and attention as your Son enters this most painful of weeks. We, like the disciples, fall asleep when Jesus asks us to stay awake and pray. Our minds wander as he sets his path straight for Jerusalem to speak truth to power on our behalf. We are careless with our faith, while Jesus acts with extraordinary love. Forgive our apathy, forgive our inattention, forgive our careless and self-serving attitudes. Remind us this Holy Week of the salvation you offer in Jesus Christ. Let us not take this gracious gift for granted. Amen. Laying aside judgment, God offers us redemption. Setting aside anger, God embraces us with love. Letting go of grief, God pours living water upon us. This is the good news, my friends. God's steadfast love endures forever. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who brings us the kingdom of God. Siblings, let us now profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Siblings, let us greet one another with signs of peace. Please be seated for our choir's anthem, Hosanna to the King Who Comes. Let us now lift up our prayers of concern and joy for the church and the world and one another. I do have one prayer request. Sue Galley's friend Lydia and her husband Marty, who is still in the hospital facing a possible leg amputation, prayers for healing and comfort for their whole family. I would also like to lift up prayers of thanksgiving for the men and women in Guatemala who harvested and grew our palms for today. Let us pray. Holy God, we shout Hosanna to the Son of David and celebrate Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, while also acknowledging the crucifixion that is to come and the real suffering of your people. In this moment of prayer, hear our cries for mercy, peace, and justice. Reassure us with your promises, Holy God, remembering God's steadfast love endures forever. Source of life and love, hold those who are grieving, those who have lost loved ones, those who feel their world growing smaller with the death of friends, spouses, companions, partners. Accompany these grieving souls in their journey with death, allowing them to experience the peace of your presence and the gentle guidance of your hand. Reassure us with your promises, Holy God, remembering God's steadfast love endures forever. Prince of Peace, friend of the oppressed, seeker of the poor and marginalized, offer hope to those abandoned and ignored. Feed the poor with the hope of your good news. Shelter the houseless and guide us as your architects of grace. May your people live in safety and security each deserves. Reassure us with your promises, Holy God, remembering God's steadfast love endures forever. Savior God, wounded healer, befriend the sick and their caregivers. Look with mercy on those struggling with physical pain and illness. Lighten the load of those whose bodies betray them. Heal the heartsick and apply your balm of love on all your hurting people. Reassure us with your promises, Holy God, remembering God's steadfast love endures forever. Mighty prophet, speak truth to those who abuse their power, oppress others for their nations or their personal gain, and betray the dignity of each human life. Right what is wrong among warring nations, Holy God, and empower those who thirst for peace. May we wage Christ's nonviolent love in a world dead set on waging violent wars. Reassure us with your promises, Holy God, remembering God's steadfast love endures forever. Now, as your people gather on this Sabbath day, hear us pray the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit for our hymn of meditation, a cheering, chanting, dizzying crowd.
Cheering, chanting, dizzy crowd, as with the
be seated. Let us now let our hosannas to the one who brings liberation take form in our tithes and offerings. God of grace, you amaze us with your grace and the depths of your love. Accept these offerings as signs of your gratitude and bless the energy, intelligence, imagination, and love we put into furthering Christ's ministry among your people. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Seems like there's a lot of little moving parts up here this morning. This morning's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came from Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of the donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Let your word, O God, break open our hearts this day through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may enter into the coming Holy Week with the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Amen. So today, we are celebrating Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And some churches reenact this with a procession of their own, singing, waving palms in the air while moving into the church building. I've even been to some places that include live donkeys. And it's a great way to engage people with a little bit of levity. I mean, who doesn't like a good parade, right? with or without a donkey, you know? But this isn't just any parade. In reality, Jesus was coming into the city from the east. Pilate was also entering Jerusalem from the west. The air is just thick and with this religious and political tension. It's been building for years. And alongside those tensions, the city is also preparing for the Passover festival. So Pilate is coming in, actually, to make sure that everything stays under control. Now, why would the celebration of a religious holiday be contentious? Passover, which is still celebrated today, commemorates the freedom and exodus of Israelites from Egyptian slavery. Before the Jewish people fled Egypt, their firstborn children were passed over and spared from death. You can imagine that a city filled with oppressed and indignant people gathered for a festival commemorating their liberation from previous foreign oppressors. That might get pretty ugly. So just to be on the safe side, Pilate, he was the Roman governor of Judea. He was underneath the Roman emperor, Tiberius. Pilate brought a bunch of extra troops with him. And the troops were just stationed all over Jerusalem, every corner, at the temple, on the roofs, in the street corners. I mean, it sounds really intimidating to me. Pilate's entrance is filled with pageantry, war horses, armed troops, military might. And in contrast, Jesus enters the city humbly on a donkey, just the way that the prophet Zechariah said. The people were expecting Jesus to fulfill that prophecy, Zechariah's prophecy, that the Messiah was going to confront rulers and ruling institutions. The Messiah was going to vanquish the people's enemies. The people have so many expectations for Jesus. And so they greet him like he's a king. They throw down branches and cloaks. They pull out all the stops, and they roll out the red carpet, and they shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest of heavens." We usually think of the word Hosanna as this celebratory expression of praise and adoration. And so we think that the crowd is praising Jesus here. And that is partially true. But the word Hosanna in Hebrew has a meaning that's much closer to save us. The crowd is crying out, some with adoration, but many more from desperation. They're looking for someone to save them from the deadly oppression of Imperial Rome. I don't know about you, but I've certainly raised my hands in the air with cries of "save us" quite a bit this past week. We have just finished the 13th week of 2023, and there have been 17 school shootings. I honestly can't keep track anymore, so I had to look it up. 17 school shootings. with 8 deaths and 13 physical injuries. I don't know, maybe 8 deaths and 13 injuries of school children and their caretakers so far this year is just the price that we pay for living in a free society. But it's not just those physically injured that are affected. Everyone in those buildings, including an estimated 16,140 students, were directly affected by these incidents of violence. In Pittsburgh this week, and in many other cities across the country, there was an auto dial swatting event this week. Schools received calls that there was imminent danger of an active shooter in their building. The schools went on lockdown. Children and teachers prepared for the worst. They locked their doors, turned off the lights, tried to be as quiet as possible, put their backpacks on their chests, passed out books to cover their vital organs. They got their water bottles ready to throw at the violent intruder or intruders. They have drills for this. When I was in school, we had tornado drills, where we lined up in the halls in the fetal position with our heads covered. And my mom told me about having nuclear war drills in school in that same position, hiding under desks, because that'll definitely save you from a nuclear attack. Those types of drills were traumatic enough for me. But like tornado drills, that's just nature trying to destroy us. Those of you here with kids or grandkids, I don't know how you ever let them out of your sight. So for the 17th time this year, the 376th time since April of 1999, I raised my hands in the air and cried, "Save us! Hosanna!" I want someone to come in and keep us and all of our children safe. To make it so we don't have to live in this constant state of fear. So parents can send their children to school without worrying that they might not come home. I can imagine the crowds in Jerusalem, all of their hopes and dreams encapsulated in Jesus. This is the Messiah, the one that we've been waiting for, the one who's going to trample the Roman oppressors and rule Israel. This is the one that God sent to keep us safe. This is the new David. But you know what? Jesus isn't a militaristic victor. Rather, he's a humble subversive. Jesus speaks of loving God and your neighbor. He sits with sinners in order to heal and love. Jesus recognized people's need for justice and affirmation for their existence. This Messiah is a servant, gentle, peaceful, merciful, generous, compassionate. He reflects God's kingdom. Make no mistake, the Jesus who enters Jerusalem was, and always is, a challenge to this world's spiritual and political powers. You didn't come to rule the individual souls alone. Jesus wasn't crucified and raised in order to leave the ways of the world as they are. His goal is to inspire us to make this world closer to God's kingdom, where peace and love and understanding reign. Ultimately, Jesus isn't going to save us from school shootings or gun violence in general, or poverty or inequality. Jesus came to save us from our sins and to give us a glimpse of the kingdom of God, of how the world can be. But in the end, it is up to us to make those things happen. So, let us wave our hands in the air. Yes, to plead with Jesus to save us, but also in understanding that we are accountable for our own complicity in sin and the ways that it affects this world. Wave your hands in the air to see the possibilities that Jesus shows us and to make peace and reconciliation an ongoing practice as we stand boldly with the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit for our communion hymn, Feed Us, Lord.
He is the host. There is a seat here with your name on it. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
God of the lost and found, surely it is right for us to give our thanks and praise. For day after day we look for you, and day after day we find you. In the laughter of children, in the sun rising over the horizon, in the flowers of the spring, our seeking does not go unanswered, and for that we are grateful. First and foremost, we come to you in prayer and say thank you. For when we're seeking beauty, you give us mountains and freckles, green eyes and brown eyes. When we're looking for reasons to hope, you give us rainbows after the storm and candles flickering in the window. When we're seeking peace, you give us a three-part harmony and the sound of rain. And when we're seeking justice, your life reminds us that everyone is welcome at your table and none shall be turned away. For all these reminders, we are deeply grateful. And yet, gracious God, our seeking does not stop. For even though your fingerprints are all over this world, we are not yet at your promised day. So in addition to our gratitude, we also pray today for conviction. Do not let us get comfortable with half-hearted seeking. Do not let us grow numb to the suffering of this world. Make us relentless in our pursuit of justice, relentless in the consoling of the grieving, in our welcoming of the stranger, and in the feeding of the hungry. As we see and seek, pour out your spirit on this ordinary bread and cup. May this meal be the nourishment we need to continue seeking you in the world. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Jesus said, come to me and never be hungry. Believe in me and never thirst. The gifts of God for the people of God.
God of manna and mustard seeds, we came to this table hungry, and we leave feeling full. Full of hope, full of promise, full of what could be. For we not only found glimpses of you at this table, but we caught a glimpse of the way things could be. In a meal where all are welcomed and all are fed. Is there anything holier than that? So thank you for nourishing our curiosity alongside our spirit and conviction. May we always seek you the way you seek us. With grateful hearts we pray. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit for our closing hymn. He is exalted. Just a reminder, if you would like to do a reading on Good Friday, please see me. And so now before we head back into the world, let me offer a blessing. Beloved people of God, I invite you in the name of Christ to observe this Holy Week by self-examination and penitence, by prayer and fasting, by works of love, and by meditating on God's Word. May the grace, hope, peace, and love of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be with us all now and forever. Amen.